Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to episode 82 of the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our love of the game. We bring on different guests and communities to learn about them, their experiences in Destiny, and discuss other topics. We have a very special guest this week. We have Sin, the Lesser Sin, and Des Raven. How are you guys doing? Are you confused, Des? Have you been keeping track of what's going on in the Discord?
I honestly have not.
It's all good.
Yeah, you need to find a way to give access where I can change your name as well. Because I think that would only be fair.
So, Lesser Sin, we wanted to have you on the show. Get to know you. How long have you been playing Destiny?
I'm a new light player. That's why I'm Lesser Sin and not the real Sin.
Gotcha.
And it's only been a week, and I already think I'm hooked.
Oh, good to hear. Good to hear. Now, careful on running some of these quests, because some of these things you're going for will be gone very soon, so it may not be worth putting too much time and effort into it, or getting some weapon like Wendigo and falling in love with it, and then, it'll be...
Sunsetted.
I'm glad you said that, as opposed to pried from our hands and deleted from the vault.
Right. Well, like all good things, they must come to an end.
Oh, it's all good. But seriously, yeah, we had some fun this week. We were changing names in the Discord.
There is no we are changing names in Discord. It was only Kingsley changing names in Discord.
I got to see if there's a setting. I'm not trying to purposely not let you. That's just by default, I guess. So yes, Sin can change everyone's name in the Discord except for mine, because I guess I'm the founder. So I'll change Sin's name, and then he won't be able to change mine.
Yeah, that's one way right there. One way.
So we got to have our live correspondent segment. What are you doing in the game right now, Sin?
Haunted Forest. This Ascendant Lens is eluding me right now, and I'm close. I need 30? You need 45 total?
Yeah, 45 total.
I'm about to get my 30th.
Oh, okay. You're getting there then. Yep.
Yeah, so I'm close. And still working on my Polaris Lance Catalyst at the same time. But those perfect fourth kills, I think they're called.
Perfect fifth.
Yeah, perfect fifth kills. Those are a little bit of a pain.
Oh, yeah.
What about you? I think you might be, I think you might currently be in the game as well.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys wrangled me into doing a Haunted Forest run, even though I had my 45 Cypher decoders turned in and I got my Ascendant Lens, and I already opened up the secret mission. I'm not going to tell you about it, though. Because I'm the world's first to get it. So I'm just holding on to this information. And I'll tell Des, though. Des is on my good side right now. But Sin, you're going to have to figure it out on your own.
Okay. Got it.
So we'll chat afterwards, Des. And we'll have to make a video so we get notoriety and become world famous in the Destiny community. Because only we know it. Oh, man.
And the words of Hazel.
Yep. Hey, but Hazel, we have, about 3 weeks left, something like that? I mean...
Beyond Light is around the corner.
That goes quicker than you think.
3 weeks for the content drop, 4 weeks for the raid drop, and I will be off that weekend. I'm still waiting for you to get some names in the hat for our world's first run.
We're going to have to set the ground rules first, sir, to see how serious people are, if we want this to be somewhat serious but chill, or...
I want somewhat serious, but chill. Yeah. Like, I do want to try to see if we can get close, with the intent that if it doesn't happen, obviously, just have fun, but maybe try to get a day one clear.
We got to decide, are we starting during the day? Are we starting at night? Because still, even though it's a Saturday, I bet most people won't be able to start until evening. There's so many things we have to talk, but we can do that off the air.
Yeah. I mean, it's a Saturday, and you're going to have to start when everybody else starts. I don't think there's any way you're going to be able to have a chance to have a shot at clearing it for a world's first team if you don't start on time.
You should just be happy trying to get a day one or a week one clear.
I mean, that has never happened for me before, but
you do have to be serious, not somewhat serious.
Well, we can.
And you need someone like Dado yelling at you.
I was going to say, we don't need that. We can have the fun without that.
Oh, man. What have you been doing, Dez? Anything in the game?
I've just been occasionally hopping, finding some fair success and getting some cyphers here, running Mayhem, actually.
Right on. How many cyphers do you have done?
I don't know. I'm just going to say
it's all good. And then I know we were talking, I think it was last week, if it wasn't 2 weeks ago, but we were talking about being impressed with the interference mission, and then you hadn't run it yet, and you ran it now. Tell us, just, you don't have to give a big explanation, but what you think about it and what's going on in there.
Well, it is very interesting, and of course, because I think it was the day after I ended up running it, but with the, I suppose, glowing review of it, I decided just to throw my headphones on and like blast them full volume in attempt to catch like every little nugget I could from the story itself. Which, interestingly, Eris might actually does kind of like give us a clue at the very end. Because I think it was Ghost that wonders why Sabathun would want to use the power of necromancy that Noctis has found to kind of subvert, to subvert sword logic.
Mm-hmm.
And Eris actually makes mention that she's not actually really using. She's more using Noctis as a... So I think what's basically happened is the fact that we've already seen her like take over other throne worlds, considering that was part of the Dreaming City dungeon, Shattered Throne.
Mm-hmm.
Was them kind of taking over Mara's throne world. So, using that, I mean, it's very possible that this is throne world space that was part of the Dreadnought. That we're actually walking into, and she's just basically using it in the manner that Oryx once did. It's just Noctis got the short straw by being the sacrificial lamb.
I like that.
So, yeah, I don't think she's changed logic or anything. She's just, she grew curious at what Noctis had found and got a new pawn while she was at it.
Now,
which lasted until potentially we murder him, which, who knows if that's going to stick.
Yeah, that's my question, because I always get confused about the whole thing with the Hive and the Taken and how there's different versions of them that we would have to kill to ultimately really get rid of them. Is Noctis dead now, or could he still come back somehow?
You see, that's the thing, because, yeah, for them, they're Ascendant Hive, which Destiny... taught us back in Curtis End that to kill Ascendant Hive, you have to basically destroy them in their throne world.
Yeah.
To have a chance at being done with them. But I don't even know if Noctis has a throne world. I mean, he's Ascendant Hive, sure. But he's never been... I mean, he's never really been in sword logic, so I don't know if he has the power to even have a throne world. And considering... something the Hive are calling necromancy, there's no telling, because there was an early D2 mission in on Titan where you're chasing this knight through the mission, and you keep killing him, but he keeps coming back.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if that was like this foreshadowing of what Noctis.
Plus, you would think if he has these powers, he would want to set himself up in a way, too, where I don't know if that means that he has somehow like an essence of him that could revive himself or some subjugate or something like that. But I don't know if that sounds silly or not, but if I had those powers, I would definitely want to have a way to revive myself too.
I know. Right. And like that, I don't know if there's enough in the lore to actually even if we had killed him.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, the Hive themselves treat what Nokris found as, like, foreign and disdainful. I mean, the fact that he's practicing this thing is what got him, like, completely stricken from Hive record.
Yeah.
Except for the one statue. So, yeah, I mean, that and with Destiny storytelling, considering most of the lore is, you know, in universe, like word of mouth, or essentially folklore. Yeah, there's no telling what they have in store for Nokris, if anything else. If this is the end of the story, or if he's gonna come back to screw over his aunt.
Well, I think it was a fairly good ending for a seasonal story.
Oh, yeah, it was freaking amazing because the setup and everything for it was amazing because we got so used to kind of like Dreaming City of this, what, 3 or so week cycle or whatever. Now you get to do this. Now you go back and do this. And now you go back and do this. Now you're back at step one. So to suddenly just have that change pretty drastically, like as soon as you get taken in, is nice, but I do have to say my absolute favorite part was as Eris was trying to pull you out, and you get that message at the very end.
Yes.
Like that entire area. I had legitimately forgotten that that area was found. I think that area was actually found first, but it was found before the Court of Oryx area, glitch-wise, anyway.
So, yeah, and the audio in there is amazing, too. Don't they say something like, they kind of repeat a lot of the stuff we got in the Shadowkeep mission and basically saying stuff like, see, we told you there's only death in lightness or something like, I forget the exact wording, but you know what I mean?
Basically, light's dumb, dark's good, come follow us.
Yeah, yeah, how they're basically saying everything that the Traveler's done has just been causing death and destruction, you know? And and then, of course, the line where it's a perfect setup. It would have been somehow cool. Like, you know, there's no way, even with the season getting extended or not, we would have been finding out about Europa, obviously, way before. Because marketing, the game has to do that to get people excited. But it would have been so cool in a way to have this mission come out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, you know, we hear that line, you'll find more powers on Europa. And everyone's like, what? Europa, what's this new place? Exactly. You know, that would have been so fun.
Like, yeah, they could have timed everything where marketing starts after that mission. Yeah, that would have been so hype. Because again, I mean, they could even say that, oh, hey, here's Europa. Here's these people coming back. Just keep, you know, the whole stasis and everything under wraps for a little while. But, yeah. Yeah, marketing.
Yeah. Trying to remember what was in the TWAB this week, if there was anything that people were slightly upset with, you know, as they... Deej. We haven't gotten to the sandbox yet.
Deej.
Well, yeah. I mean, people are sad. I don't know if upset's quite the right word. Maybe upset.
It's the same difference.
It was mostly the raid talk, which is good talk. I mean, we were all wondering, when's the raid coming out? I mean, you're taking the week off after, right, Sin, that Monday through Friday?
I'll be off 16th through the 20th, 21st, whatever, that week. And the raid drops on, Saturday the 21st? So I will be off for the day one raid. Fortunately, everything lines up for me this year to do that. So... my kiddo's tonsillectomy is on Friday, so we'll all be home Saturday regardless for it. So my plan is to grind as much as I can to be ready for day one, and hopefully we get a team together.
Yeah. Well, we always get it. I always get in some kind of a team. Me personally, because I don't try to find like the super sweaty teams that were like, okay, we all need to be a minimum power and we need to be in it for like 12 hours straight. But I usually, even if we can pass like the first encounter or so, I consider that a win to me. Yes, I will want to try to pass the whole raid as soon as possible. And I'm down to try. So yeah, if anyone's, let's start talking on the Discord if people are interested. It'd be awesome if we get a couple groups going.
Yeah.
And give this a try. I mean, how do we feel about it coming out the week after? I think that's much better than the same weekend. I would have still maybe wanted it to go a little bit more down the road, but I guess this is a good middle ground.
Same weekend, probably a little too soon.
Well, definitely too soon. Even the streamers this year were saying, before this news came out, even the streamers were saying, please don't let it be the first weekend. And we're even starting to see some streamers now, I'm like, yes, that are saying, please let them reset bounties. Let's not do this whole shiz again where we have to like save up bounties before and then turn them in. It's just right. A whole stupid game. Let's just have fun with it. I mean, yes, once the new content drops, grind hard, get your power level up, but let's just, yeah, try to be more, I don't know what I'm saying, but
casual.
Yeah, casual's not right. I mean, we do have to play a lot if we want to do this, but I don't know. It's just the whole, it's stupid. I'm already seeing the guides like how to best save up on bounties. Do this, do this, do that. And be sure to clear out your missions screen so you have more rooms for bounties. And I'm like, oh, geez.
Well, that's great. The problem is there for contest mode, none of the artifact power will matter. So yeah. It'd only be good for getting drops, or if something just drops from the season pass will be the only thing that it's really good for.
Oh, I know. And that's why I thought it was a little silly last time too. Yeah, I know. Unless it's really just season pass stuff and artifact power, and yeah, that's not going to matter anyways. So even if they don't reset bounties, I'm not saving up bounties. I'm just going to go into it as is. So I don't know if I'll be doing multiple characters. You can usually get to, because I don't love doing that. Unless the content's so fun, then maybe I'll do multiple characters. But I usually personally myself get pretty darn close to where everyone else is at, kind of like those levels needed to be to do that new stuff. Not like first in the group. I mean, ever since we've started bringing in some great players like Mojafo and Helios and people that just really grind like crazy. I remember in the past when I was in some other groups, I was usually like first through fifth somewhere in the group to like have my power level maxed out first. But I like doing one character and grinding it hard, but not overdoing it. So I'll get there when I get there.
Every inch is a mile. Body like a back road.
What is going on?
I did that to you all last night during the middle of these raids that we were doing. You all pulled me into that prestige spire. And I mean by you all, you, because you tagged me saying that there was going on. And then conned me into a quick scourge run after the fact. So that was my first prestige spire, which was fun.
Yeah, aren't you glad? Because now you have it done. Yep. Not a lot of people have a prestige spire done.
150 triumph points.
Yeah, I forget who had, actually, I think it was Helios that had the idea. We were been talking about it for a couple of weeks, and we saw that the modifiers this week weren't too bad. It was auto anything, so you could write
it. It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad.
Well, it could be worse.
Could have been worse, yes.
Yeah, so we're like, this is the week to do it. One of the weeks to do it anyways. And we set up a group. And we had Helios, you, me, Gohawks, Rusher, and Gator. And yeah, Pleasant. It was nice to have Gator in there too. And, you know, first encounter, super easy, even on Prestige. Jumping puzzle, no big deal. We didn't worry about going for the ball to get the extra chest. We just wanted to have as much time as possible at the end. And then we were like, okay, you know, we know what to do in this raid now for the most part. You know, a couple people were a little bit on the newer side or hadn't been for a long time, but we're like, ooh, it's not going to be so much the mechanics this time as it is going to be staying alive. Because those prestige, Leviathan, Spire, and Eater, just with the way the delta scaling is, which, yeah, I agree, Gator, it's weird. It's annoying that it'll say 750 for normal and prestige. Yet the prestige, they hit way harder than on normal. So we had to start tryharding pretty quickly and figuring out ways to change our supers around, where we had basically a bunch of roaming supers, you know, clearing the adds much quicker than we would normally have to make sure they weren't overloading us, and taking cover in a lot of areas, even when there were a lot of adds, to just play it safe. But we got it done. I was a little worried a couple times. That first encounter, we definitely brute forced that. Weren't we down like three? We had no revives left. And then we kept going and we got that done.
You're talking about the first half of the final encounter?
Yeah, we got the first half done. Yeah. And then the second half too. It didn't take us too many tries. We found out we were able to get to the end after only about three or four tries. So that was looking pretty good. We were pretty hopeful for that. But then we just had some minor hiccups where we either died during DPS from I don't know what, and then or not picking up the balls enough to do that final stand thing. But
yeah, I mean, when that raid is, you know, we talked about it a little bit, you know, it went from maybe the least favorite to the not least favorite raid of Destiny 2. But that last encounter is super mechanic heavy. And with it being mechanic heavy, if somebody messes up or you're not in the right spot, or it's just the timing's just a little bit off passing the ball before throwing it at him, you know, it could cause a whole ripple effect of not being able to finish that last encounter.
Yes. However, shout out to Helios, and some people may know this already, and Helios was guessing, but he was able to prove this right. We're kind of finding out that these bugs in the raid aren't necessarily bugs that will stop you from passing it still. So yeah, the biggest part in this raid is when you throw the balls underneath with the doors that open. We call that the front plates, you know, with the circle, square, and triangle. And a lot of times it won't register saying that you hit it, even though it looks like you hit it. So usually we're always like, oh, wipe or do it again if we still have time. But Helios is like, I think, you know, let's keep going and see if it actually counted. And sure enough, we were noticing most of the time it did. When we'd go up and throw the bomb at the ship, it actually counted. So I'm glad we kind of pushed forward on a lot of those.
And, true.
Got it to work. But yeah, we got that done. And then shout out to GoHawks. He had been having a raid marathon that day. He had run so many raids that he basically had run every raid in the game except for Eater of World within a 24-hour period. So we're like, okay, we got to do a quick Eater of World run. We roped you into that. It was already, what, getting close to 2 a.m. your time or something like that?
That was a Scourge.
Oh, Scourge, sorry.
Yep. You did the Eater after Scourge.
That was right. Okay, correctly. So we didn't have you for that one. Okay.
Yes, I bounced right after the last encounter of Scourge because I didn't want to get conned into staying up too much longer, because I would have been up, four or five more hours. I would have been up for a complete 24 hours. So I was already hurting. I was dragging.
Yeah. Anyways, we did the Scourge, and then I know some more people got Anarchy again. And then we did Eater.
Gator's 100% Anarchy now.
Yeah. Anything else interesting we've been doing in the game? Still working on Cypher Decoders, it sounds like, for you and Dez. Mm-hmm. Any other weapons you all are trying to go for? Certain roles, or just kind of just casually playing for the most part?
Well, I've finally given up my role chasing on the this season's pulse rifle.
Okay.
Because I find I finally looked up the rolls. And yeah, Feeding Frenzy is about the best thing in the first slot. So I'm like, I got like four of those. So yeah, I think I'm done now.
Yeah.
I have a near, I have a, I think I have a couple like near perfect guillotines.
Oh yeah.
The only thing it's missing is I have the perk where kills increase, like every third kill increases ammo instead of like every few swipes. And like
yeah,
the highest damage and whirlwind and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
So yeah, still kind of chasing rolls. I mean, when's the roll chase actually done?
Yeah. It'll really be interesting to see what it's like this next season. I was hearing some people assuming that, and they may not call it Umbral Engrams, but Umbral Engrams will be around next season. I think they're mostly a positive. Of course, we're all complaining about them overloading our inventories. But they were, this machine that we got was a great way to make it better to chase for rolls of weapons. Do y'all think we should and want to have that in some aspect for next season also?
As long as there's no event, like specific event tied to the season. Because I still think like, what was it? The St. 14 season. When I came back and we were doing the sundial one. Yeah, the sundial. Like the sundial was absolutely amazing for rolls because it shows exactly what weapons we were looking for. But again, that was a season with a very specific activity tied to it. For that. So, and I didn't think Seraph Tower, what was that last season with the Seraph Towers?
I think so. Yeah, last season was the Seraph Towers.
Yeah, because I didn't like they that at least one as much. Had, I mean, they at least had like a rotating buyout for a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
That changed daily, so that wasn't bad, but I am definitely down, like, I'm definitely more down with the Umbral Engrams with your basic, like, Seraph Tower slash public event style seasonal activity. Because it really, I mean, you what, at base, you basically get, like, a 50-50 shot for a couple weapons, so
yeah,
it's nice. And the fact that you can get specific, all the stat rolls on the armor. I actually haven't used it much, but still, the possibility of it being there is so nice.
Yeah, stat rolls on the armor, and also it was even a fairly good way to level up power level, because when you were going for those, when it would give you a powerful drop, you could roll for at least a weapon or an armor piece, so you had 50-50 that way for, well, no, I mean, not 50. Yeah. You could say, I guess, one-third chance on what weapon you'd get. But at least you know you're getting a weapon or an armor piece if you're going for armor.
Yeah. Yeah, so I kind of like, there's probably a few tweaks that they can make it a little better, maybe.
Stack in your inventory so that they're not taking up space in that top right part of the inventory. And then in our postmaster. Yeah.
If they're not like literal engrams, that fixes that problem.
Yeah.
If they're like any other item that we could like stack up to,
yes,
you know, call it a voucher and just stick it in our
a voucher. In the, I like that.
Exactly, and then we turn in this voucher, we get a reward, you know. But yeah, I mean that's basically probably the most glaring weakness I can see is the fact that they are. All right. 10 spots versus however many spots you can make by shunting crap into your vault. I mean,
yeah. I just wanted to mention really quick, because I had the page pulled up. A lot of people may know this, but for those that are just casually listening, paying attention to Destiny, the raid also, the power level for contest mode will be
1230.
That's the goal. I mean, you could probably be at 1220, 1210, and maybe past the first encounter or so, but 1230 is kind of what you want to be. And anything higher than that will not matter for the first 24 hours.
I'm super stoked for that.
Yeah, I think that would be easy enough to get to. At least I hope it is.
Well, maybe. I mean, we're only at 1050 when you take away...
1055 to 1060, roughly, depending on where you're at.
So I guess if the soft cap is like 12, then that would be fairly easy, just doing powerfuls for the rest of the way. But that's still only a week and a half, so... yeah.
It'll be a lot of grinding for sure, but I mean, it's something that is definitely doable. It's not
but
like
the idea, the realm of possibility. I think I'll agree. The idea is good. Did we see what the season on cap would be? Was it 1260? I think someone thought or said
1250 saw or 1250 and then 1260 pinnacle.
Yeah, I always just say pinnacle because it's like that's the actual cap, but yeah, so. Which, by the way, the pinnacle thing still kind of bothers me. That extra 10, it's like only certain activities, but they're like still most of the activities that aren't even that hard. Just do three strikes. It's like, I don't know. Either I think they should do like, it should go easy up to 1260, just anything powerful, or it should be even harder. But it's kind of this weird middle of the ground thing, middle of the road thing.
Yeah.
See that. I don't know. They've always had like a like power because that's like in D2 vanilla, the legendary kinetic mods would actually give you +5. So you can actually go 5 over cap.
Yeah. But the artifact thing, I haven't really been loving too much. I like the mods that would come with each season, but the whole grinding for power thing is just kind of. I don't know. And then it goes away. So like, remember, even though we're like 1270s, 1280s, whatever our power level is, we are going back to 12, or sorry, 11, you know what I mean? 1170s, things like that. We're going back to 1160 when the season resets.
Yeah.
It kind of makes it seem to, in my opinion, like when you get to the end of the season, there's less of a reason to do stuff because you know, it's kind of going back in a few weeks, you know? It's like, why put all this effort into grinding your season pass? Or even if you're not totally capped out on pinnacle, let's say you're like 1155 or something, and you're like, oh, I need to get to 1160, get all my pinnacles. Like, I guess, but the soft cap will probably be 1200 anyways in a couple of weeks, and it'll be super easy to, you know, go way past that and just like keep picking up a couple blues or whatever.
I mean, but also on that end, I mean, that's been like your destiny. I haven't hit pinnacle and you got a couple months before power level spikes anyway.
Yeah. it's always yeah, exactly. During the first DLC, it's all incentive what people want to do, right? And for some people it may be the trials or the Iron Banner. Other people, when it's a DLC, for me it's the raid. That's why I would want to get as high as possible quickly. But then the only other reason would be like Master Nightfalls, Trials, and Iron Banner. You know, it's like a lot of people I talk to, they're like, oh, I need to get high power. Like, are you going for the Nightfalls? No, not really. Are you going for Trials? No, not really. Okay. Then why do you need to?
It's a numbers chase.
Yeah, it makes you feel good, right?
I've seen it like, back when playing MMOs, I've seen it with people. Even if you're not planning on doing in-game activity, it's like, I have to hit this mark right here. Like, that's the mark, and I'm going to hit it as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I never got it, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I was also the guy in the MMO that was sitting around in towns, like, practicing my brewing and baking skills. Literally.
Speaking of other games, how's Gishin going for you these days?
about that. I'm now Adventure Rank 30, and I have done every main.
You now have done what?
You cut out a little bit.
No, I'm sorry. But I have actually accomplished every main story quest in the game right
now. Nice. For what's available now, at least.
Yeah, yeah. In a couple of weeks, there's going to be more. But, I mean, or whenever the six-week cycle, like, flows back through. I'm definitely nowhere near. I'm probably still, like, I'd probably say, like, right now, I'm, like, in mid-game. Where I'm starting to have to, like, focus my efforts to even attempt to try anything in-game-ish. But, yeah, I mean, it's still a fun game. I'm still, like, exploring. Like, yeah. So.
All right. Yeah. So it's not like, even though you've done everything, do you feel like you're kind of locked out where you just have to do annoying bounties or you would have to pay to increase, or you're still having fun with it?
I know, I'm still having fun with it for sure. I mean, like I said, I've done all the mains. There's still some sides to do before I get into the annoying bit of finding every freaking geosigil next area, which that's going to be fun. Which I say that with sarcasm, but also at the same time, it is going to be a little bit. because I actually really love the design of the second area you get access to. Because hilariously, even though your first like nation is like the Wind Nation, like everything you pick up in the beginning, like the gliding and the climbing, works so much better in the second area. Oh my god, exploration is so much more fun in that area. You can climb these gigantically tall mountains and glide for almost ever. It's great.
Nice.
That's nice. I mean, yeah, I'm still thinking about maybe starting another game this week, but I've been noticing ratings have been picking up a little bit more like I was expecting. Any other games you've been doing, Sin?
No, Destiny, I think I've played. I haven't played Genshin or Final Fantasy yet, and I do want to finish those two or get up to the point where I feel like I'm at least finished. And yeah, it's. I've rested a few nights this week where I haven't normally, like where I would normally stay up and play.
Yeah.
I did rest a little bit, so. Maybe this coming, maybe these, yeah, next coming weeks, things are going to slow down a little bit for me in Destiny. The only thing that I'm really knocking out is either going to be Triumphs or stuff that, Catalyst, stuff that's going to be going away. So yeah. I will have a little bit of time to do some other things then at that point.
Looking at the calendar, we're definitely getting there.
Just around the corner.
Just around the river bend.
Just like Christmas again, it's just around the corner.
I mean, yeah, is that the 3 weeks or whatever? Oh, it'll be interesting to see what happens that last week because the Halloween event will be done and then we'll have a week of maybe something or it'll be a week of nothing. So we'll see on that.
It'll probably be a week of nothing because the game is going down the night before release. So as of, I believe, 10 p.m. Eastern or 11 p.m. Eastern, you will not be able to do anything that Monday night. So,
yeah, it's 10. Yep. So be prepared. Don't be trying to work on your last little bit of kills for some weapon late at night and say, I just need 10 more. It's so close.
Like Sleeper. You better get that done now.
Game is undergoing maintenance. No!
It's gone.
Yeah, and you started your sleeper, or going to be starting your sleeper kill soon, aren't you?
I don't know if I care, but if I am kind of passively working on it, I may get them done. I got to look through my Triumph list some more and see what's a priority for me.
Braidtech.org.
Yep. I mean, it's something for me that's slightly interesting. I mean, if raids come up, I'm always going to be doing that first, but if nothing's going on, then this week, even though I keep saying it, but this week would really be where probably for me, my priority would be considering getting Ghost of Tsushima and or working on just some triumphs in the game that I don't know. They're going away, yeah. Which, yeah, Sleeper would be one that...
That's going away.
28%. Well, it's not necessarily going away forever, but yeah, I can...
For a while.
Yeah. And I don't care about that, because other weapons are going away for a while, too. People are going to have to get used to not going away. They're just not going to be able to get them increased. So now we will supposedly be able to get Sleeper without its catalyst right away through some tower kiosk. We don't know what that means yet, like what kind of currency you'll need for that. But the catalyst definitely will be going away for a bit. Well, I did want to let everyone know that we have a plan next week. Our podcast will have a raid along, but I also want to, we're going to be streaming Sin. So, at least I'll put it on mine. We can have a multi if we want, but I'm going to announce it in the Discord too, so that people can watch and give comments also. And then of course we'll release it as a normal podcast episode also after the fact. But basically, we are going to be doing a normal Eater of Worlds raid. We just wanted an easy one to go through. And everyone's invited. The details may change a little bit. We're planning on Saturday night around 10 p.m. Eastern. And we're just going to kind of go through it. Since it's an easy raid, we don't have to talk too much about how to do the encounters. We're just going to give thoughts on the raid. Just chill, dink around. Sin says he might be totally drunk. things like that. But I just figured we'd kind of just try to make it not too boring for the people who are just listening after the fact. I wanted to say as we come up on this jumping puzzle part, our thoughts of it and, things like that, nothing that crazy or ingenious, but I liked that raid a lot. I wanted to give it a proper send off.
Fair enough. And I'll be there.
Yeah. So we're running on the PC side, but again, everyone's invited to join along in the stream and try to bug us and shoot comments our way so we can answer some questions as we go along.
Because I'll be sitting in the...
Oh, you'll be in the seats, Des?
Yeah, this will be a perfect... Frames over friends.
I know. Frames over friends.
Well, the next gen console will also have their frames here soon.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's about to not be an issue, all right?
Yeah.
Every next gen console's doing 4K 60 frames. That's about to not be a selling point anymore.
I know. Of course, anyone can get them. A lot of people are complaining. I don't remember this being... I know Gator and I had a little discussion about this. I don't remember them being so available the last time around. I seem to remember the PS4 also not being available for several months.
Yeah.
Gator seems to think it was totally available.
I mean, you're talking about people that were threatened at gunpoint in lines waiting for PS4 and 3.
I mean, he did get one on release. I know I did too. We must have just been lucky and or smart of how we did our pre-order. But I do remember a lot of people not being able to do a pre-order and a lot of people not getting it for many months after. I found a Sony article that said they weren't going to get up-to-date stock until the summer after, at least, when it first came out. So must have sucked for all those people during the Christmas season that wanted it that first year.
Actually, hilariously, that's when I got my PS4.
Nice.
It was during the summer.
But yeah, that will be nice. The frame, but the biggest thing that I think, yes, frames are nice, but that field of view, it'll be so nice for people to be able to see more. And of course you can decide what you like. Some people may not like the wider field of view or play with it, but the fact that Bungie also announced that, that's since last week, since we recorded, and this won't be out on day one of the new release that comes out November 10th. It'll be what, December? Does anyone remember the date? They got to do a little more coding, but in December, the next generation of Destiny, December 8th. So even if you're able to get an Xbox Series X or a PlayStation 5 right away, you won't have the 60 frames and the field of view until December 8th. But at that date, you will have the new engine of Destiny. Gator? You were just off by a month. It's December 8th now.
Now, anyways. I do wonder, though, like...
Yeah, if it'll change...
Because, like, an upgrade is kind of required for PS5, and, or, like... That's what they... Or at least... Because I know they're mentioning upgrades.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm almost curious why. Because if I'm not mistaken, both companies are backward compatible to this generation.
Yeah. I think it just... All this is just they weren't able to get it out in time for the coding to make to test it and everything for 60 frames per second in field of view by November 10th, but then they'll have it out by December 8th, and then it'll
Wondering, like, if this upgrade will apply to, like, if you're playing your PS4 copy on your PS5. Like, would that unlock it, or... Do you specifically need this PS5 version?
No, they did. Yeah, they didn't say for sure that it won't be 60 frames on PlayStation 4, but the fact that they're only showing PlayStation 5, I would assume it's not going to be 60 frames on PlayStation 4. I guess they could, but I don't think PlayStation, I think that was the thing all along. Like, you could do 60 frames on PlayStation 4, but it wouldn't be able to do the 4K then. It would have to be like maybe 1080 at best.
You always shoot frames over fidelity anyway.
It depends. I think you should have fidelity up to 1440 at least, but because 1080, in my opinion, is not great, but everyone has different opinions on it.
It's better than SD, I'll tell you that much.
Well, yes. Yeah, I don't want to like totally knock it. But, and I found a lot of people that agree with me on this. Like, the perfect middle ground is 1440. 4K is a little overkill these days still for like 60 or 120 frames, you know. But if you can get 1440 at 60 or higher, then you're good.
Yeah, I will say, like, back in the day, because when I first got my PS4, I did not have an HDMI cable to go with it. And I was one of those people, because, I mean, back then, HDMI cables were like $20. I'm like, I'm fine with what I got. It's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But then starting to like get these, you know, those generations of games, and all of a sudden I can barely read the text. It's like, what's going on? So I invested in an HDMI cable. All of a sudden, everything looks so much better.
Yeah. Very true.
And to legitimately see the difference between SD and HD. Because I think it was at that point in time, like a year or two back, we had this family trip to the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, we got to borrow a camera. We were taking pictures of all kinds of animals. There was a black bear that would not get out of his cave, like in the back of the habitat. And there was a giant shadow over it. So we took the picture, and we got home, loaded onto PS3 first, or because that's what we had at the time. We actually had to label the picture bear in shadow, because you couldn't see the bear at all. We transfer our pictures over, hook up the HDMI. Hey, look, you can see the bear clearly. It's like, it was ridiculous. Yeah, it was freaking ridiculous. It's like we're one of those infomercials. It's like, my God, it's there. You can totally see it. Except, you know, it wasn't, so yeah.
I'm really excited that, and it seems like they kind of needed to do this, but I'm really excited that they for sure decided that PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5 will all be compatible together. You can play with each other. And then, of course, Xbox One and Series X and Series S can play all with each other.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the more, right now, I believe that's kind of the more pressing matter. I mean, because I know everyone wants pure cross-gen's super nice to have, like, out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if only we had it for, like, you know, the PS3 people back in the day.
But how about that PlayStation 8.0 software that everyone's upset about?
Uh-oh.
Come on, Sony. I'll swear again. Get your shit together. Can't they have thought, okay, here's the thing. Security is good. What they should have done. Okay. By the way, if anyone's not aware, you cannot. Okay. There's a couple of things that people are concerned about. The thing that I hate is you can't have open public parties anymore. You have to invite everyone. They can't even see what parties are going on. You can only see parties that you've been pre-invited to in a group. So yes, if that group meets up again and is playing, you can see them and then join that party. But you're not playing with the exact same three or the exact same six people every single time you go in the game. So you have to create all these groups that are junking up your message list, and you can never have a public open party. Now, all they should have done if they wanted security to be an issue is say, okay, yes, that's the default, but let you flip a switch, even read the stupid text saying, I aware, blah, 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 all that stuff, you know, to allow to just flip a switch to allow public parties. But yeah, they do okay, not see, allow that option at all.
Yeah. See, I read over that. I will admit right now, glossed over it, didn't know what it meant, didn't care at the time. That's. Yes. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. The exact word for the situation. Thank you.
Yeah. And Xbox people probably even more so now, they're thinking like, silly PlayStation people. And of course, then on PC, we do Discord. I really wish, I don't know, think Sony would do this either, but man, if they could get Discord integrated into there.
They should.
Or allow for, you know, they're sounding like they're not going to go back on this. This is the word on the street so far when you read the news articles. They're drawing a hard line, but maybe if enough people still complain, they might allow a switch in there to open public parties. The other thing people concerned about, this isn't as concerning to me because I'm not concerned as much about the conspiracy theory side of it because I know practicality in tech. It's not like they have time to go over every single person's party, but there's some wording in there that says, we now have the ability to listen to your parties. Basically what the idea is this is supposed to be starting with just PlayStation 5. And they're only listening to your party if you report it. So like, let's say someone comes into your party, they're being a jerk. They say something racist or derogatory, or, you know, they're, I'm going to kill you or something like that. Then you can report that to Sony. It'll upload the whole party to them. They'll have the ability to listen to it and take action. But everyone's saying, oh, they're listening to every single party. No, they don't have that much time.
So, yeah, the same conspiracy theories that were going around with Kinect and the fact that Kinect was always on. It's always listening to you, everything you do.
So
they are. That, just get over it. It's what the world is.
Yeah, I guess maybe robots are, but there's not enough people in the world to listen to all of our parties.
No.
But anyways, that's a thing. But if they can somehow just fix this stupid public party thing, then at least they'll be back to kind of where they were. So, whatever, Sony, whatever.
Yeah. Sony's been weird in recent years.
Yeah.
Like, right, I still don't understand why they're so
what? Sorry, you cut out there a little bit.
Hello?
What'd you say, Des? Ooh. Guardian down.
And later, Guardian.
Later, Guardian. We'll see about getting Des back in.
He's got the Ring of Death around his icon in Discord.
The Ring of Death.
I don't know if that's actually a thing, but it sounded cool.
No, I get it.
While we're waiting, have I told you how much these perfect fifth kills are a pain in the rear end?
I know. That's why I've never finished it myself. I think I'm like at 60 or 70%.
It's only 50 kills, but those 50 kills are hard.
Well, are you in the Castellum like you should be? That's really supposedly the best place to do it.
No.
Well, that's part of the problem, Sin, but it's still hard even in the Castellum.
Well, it doing one thing over the and over just bores me. So it's there? Kind of me. Yes, I'm here.
No, Des.
Yeah. Hi. Yep. Wait. He's resurrected.
Yes, I'm alive again.
Des, you're alive. It was Guardian down, but your guest resurrected you.
Indeed.
What were you saying, sir? Good sir.
Just the hilarities of the mirror image crossplay. Because there was a time where Sony was completely okay allowing essentially crossplay with Final Fantasy XIV, considering there was only the one server that people could access. Microsoft wasn't, which is why I still don't think it's on an Xbox console. But yeah, but now, like I said, a few years later, that stance is entirely opposite of what it was.
Yeah, yeah, that is interesting.
Super weird to me, but yeah. I'm not going to pretend to know a board of Japanese people, that's for sure.
Well, when you were gone, Sen was complaining about his perfect fifth kills.
Yeah. Yes, I was.
I think I ended up using the same cave as the old Graviton Lance. Which I don't even know if that still works anymore.
Yeah, I was telling him Graviton and Polaris Lance. Most people go in Castellum, but I'm sure there's other places to for it to work well too.
I use, like I said, I think for those three, I used the exact same, which was found way back when the Graviton Stunshot was introduced for their catalyst.
Yeah.
And because there's like, it has to be during when the enemies move against each other in a specific area on Nessus.
Oh, yeah. That's the one I used for Sunshot also. Yeah,
because they walk out of the door, you cap one, they all die from the explosion. And then they just, if you time it just right, for potentially minutes, they're just exploding coming out of the door and falling. And it's hilarious to watch. And gets you your kills in a relatively short time.
Yep.
Like I said, I have no clue if they even fixed that or if there's word on that. Like I said, I think after Polaris, which I may have even switched to using for Polaris. So I don't think it was as good. By the way, I haven't looked at that again.
Well, I don't know if there's anything else you guys wanted to talk about. That was it for my list for this week. Just short, sweet episode. We'll have our exciting raid along next week.
That one will be the one you won't want to miss.
All right. Well, let me tell you folks that we have an awesome Discord and an awesome clan that you want to join, because we have such people in there as Desraven and the Lesser Sin.
And the Pretend Sin.
And the Pretend Sin.
And then also another sin, they guess. Expletive.
But I'd say our clan is fairly darn active, even for it being a combination of, I'd say we are 50% PlayStation, 25% Xbox, 25% PC, something around there. Maybe a little more, like 30% Xbox, 20%, or sorry, 30% PC, 20% Xbox. But,
and don't forget the odd, like, few percent Stadium there.
True. I forget.
There's at least a few of them floating around in there. Like, they each have, like, an alternate method, like, either Xbox or PlayStation or PC or whatever. There's a few that are Stadia capable.
And we're goofy. We're not only active, but we are goofy as hell.
Yeah, and we still can fit you in if you want to.
Pause.
Yeah.
That's a term. Pause. We can fit you in. It's the non-provocative meaning of it when you say pause.
Yes. I'm pulling this up here, Sin. How many do we have now?
Oh, God.
84 plus 6 is 90 plus 1, 2, 3, 93 right now. There was a couple, there was one that changed hand, one or two that changed hands this week. And then there was about four that hadn't played in over 7 months. And I messaged them and heard no response. So we have a few spots open right now without even having to create another clan. So join up if you want. But more importantly, just join the Discord. We love playing with everyone, no matter if you're in the clan or not. Tell people about the show. Join the Discord and have fun. No, definitely tell people about the show. Don't listen.
Absolutely. You better share a podcast with a friend.
Yeah, recommend it if you want. You know, drop it in casual conversation every now and again.
And we want to give a shout out to some other friends of the show, their podcasts. We do that from time to time because we love them, and they do that on their shows too. So we definitely want to also recommend Guardian Down Podcast, where Dez has been the most recent guest of all of us over there, but that is hosted by Gator and Hazel. Yeah, it was fun to hear you on there, Dez.
It was a fantastic time. It was good time. I mean, not saying it's not good over here. It's just there's.
It was definitely good for my ear hole.
Yeah, there's a different chemistry here.
Yeah,
which is good, and there's a different chemistry there, which was good. So,
all's fair in love and war. Here's war, and there's love. We got it.
Yeah. And
we have a website called
even before that we got to promote our best friends of the show. So we have Guardian Down, but also Two Titans and a Hunter,
which is Two Titans, a Hunter, and now a lore guy.
A lore hunter.
Mm-hmm. So Two Titans, Two Hunters? I got to know, guys. Are you going to be renaming the show?
Rebrand.
Or are you going with it? Yes.
They give so much information, tons of links, YouTube videos, builds. They go into the TWAB, way more detail. Things I've considered doing, but I'm glad that they do it. So we're just kind of like, we shoot the shit. They give you all the important details, and Guardian Down really likes to do other fun things like their music picks, great interviews over there. So, and of course, you can't forget the speed run, Gator. Lawsuit pending.
Lawsuit pending. I will say
that is definitely like one of the most thorough interview processes I've seen on one of these podcasts.
Yeah.
It's a thing. Yeah.
So super shout outs to all them. But yes, then Sin, what is another website in case you have time for even more three Destiny podcasts in your life? Where should you turn?
Oh, destinypodcast.com. Your place for all access to all active Destiny podcasts.
Only a $10 monthly fee made out to the Guardian Hub.
And all you have to do is sign up for the website for a $10 a month discount automatically.
Okay. Nice. So yeah, that's all our information for this week. But other than our little shout outs for us individually. So I guess we can do that again in case people still don't know where to find us. Dez, where can people find you?
If you still don't know where to find me, you've got problems. Go see somebody who would help those problems. But as per usual, you can find me on Twitter at @DES_Raven. And that I'm pretty much lurking in the Discord at most times.
Mm-hmm.
But as I found out today, not all time.
Would you say that's
a whole bunch of stuff I miss?
Would you say that's kind of mutual chaos and utter incompetency?
Oh, shut up. We still need to get him on.
Fudd McMuffin.
Yeah. Oh, if you're listening, Fudd, I love you. But yeah.
Excellent. Sin, where can people find you?
You can find me on twitch.tv/SinMedia and over on Twitter at @Sin_Media. Kingsley, you know what to do.
I thought you could find you at the Lesser Sin.
That's
okay.
Yeah, the lesser sin on those places.
Right now in the Discord, we have sin and we have the sin, question mark.
Yeah.
That's the latest name. Anyways, yes, you can find me as Kingsley Mac on all the places except for Twitter. I am MC Kingsley.
Mick Kingsley.
Yes, Mick Kingsley, which is actually MC Kingsley. If you're really trying to do Mick Kingsley, you might even do MK without the C.
Oh, God. Oh.
It's all good.
Sorry, just hearing your voice drop and like repeating
he's like,
that.
It's like Jesus every time. Man, I'm like, it's like that guy from the Robin Hood Menatize where he's like, hey, I bet. It's like, I hate that guy. That guy. Anyway, continue.
No, it's all good. I stream on Twitch occasionally, mostly when I'm raiding, but we will have a stream this weekend also for our next podcast. And you can find our show on Twitter at The Guardian Hub and also at our lovely website, theguardianhub.com.
The best hub on the net.
Yes.
What, I was a little too quick this week and you got a little gun shy or something?
No. I loved it. It was perfect. Perfect. All right. That's it. See y'all. No. Thanks everyone for listening. Have a wonderful week. We love you all.
Goodbye.
We'll talk to you later.
Later, man.
Later, bye-bye. Guardian.
Wait, come back. That's where you go with the music sin.
Wait, come back.